You can't
pay for coverage like that.
No, you can't, absolutely. That's really, really good. I'm going to turn my phone on now and take a picture of it.
There's a feature on page 5 in there as well.
That's really, really good.
Then in the Gazette this week, I'm the only one that's got two photographs.
And a lovely headline as well.
Hold it. Let me just, I'm going to just stay there. I'll take a picture of that. That's really, really good.
Horrible clack sound. I'm going to take a picture of your hat and the. That's good. This will make our lives help.
You know, it's a completely different story.
No, I know. My favourite one, to be honest with you, in terms of policy so far, is the pram lanes one. I think that's bloody excellent. I would love to see
that's
that.
The one people keep on picking up on,
it's
actually.
It's just so obvious that we should do that. There you go, that's fantastic. Thank you very much for that.
There was a letter in this week's Tribune as well that picked up on the fast lanes on pavements, and somebody's actually thought it through. They said this is how we'd implement it. This is what the health benefits would be. Somebody's actually thought it through.
There you go, thank you. Right, that's quite good.
Oh, so, I like that.
Yeah, it's not a horrible megapixel camera. It's just my cheeky one. Now I'll turn it off again. Yeah, off we go. I've come down here to meet Andy the Hat Gardener. And now, my first question, Andy, was going to be, is it Andy the Hat Gardener or Andy the Hat Gardener? But I can see from your manifesto that the hat is in quotes, so you're not gardening hats, you're Andy the Hat. And I've got a picture, I've got the hat in front of me here, so that's obviously why you're Andy the Hat.
Yeah, no leopards were harmed in the manufacture of the hat.
Now, the history goes back to 1963, when Screaming Lord Sutch was the first person to stand up under the banner of Monster Raiding Looney. And
right.
I noticed that one of the central things in his election platform in 1963 was that he wanted to lower the age from 21 to 18.
That's right. He stood under the label of the Teenagers Party in the 63 election. Because you can get a job, pay tax, join the army, die for your country, but not vote.
So basically, Monster Raven Looney Party this time round are still campaigning on the same issue. They want to lower the voting age to 16.
Indeed, and the Lib Dems have taken that one off us as well. They're now talking about votes at 16.
Yeah.
You're not staying here all night, are you?
No, we're not going to be long. We're just doing a little interview.
No worries.
It's
a big game tonight as well.
We'll only be about 20 minutes.
No worries.
I'm going home, but I'm coming back at 7:30.
Don't worry, it's half an hour, we'll be gone. Actually, we'll be lying on the floor.
Oh, what are you leaving in half an hour for? That's just not on, is it?
All right, 3 hours.
No, yeah, that's fine.
Thank you.
We're leaving the table in half an hour.
Very friendly pub.
Thank you very much, love.
I've been out.
Okay. So let me just think, where were we? It's okay for you not to follow the party line then.
Well, obviously I wouldn't depart majorly from it.
No, okay.
But everyone has freedom within their own constituency, as well as having national policies that we all agree to tailor it locally.
Just for those people that don't really understand, Screaming Lord Sutch was a famous pop star, and actually he took his politics seriously, even though he called it official Monster Raving Looney Party.
Well, yes, and that goes back to the original Votes at 18 campaign, when he was dismissed by one of the senior judges as having the rantings of a bunch of raving loonies, and he just loved that and thought, yeah, I'm taking that on board because we're the only ones that are official. Well, what people love is to see some of these great characters brought down a peg or two, because they're so self-seeking, some of them, and it's just good to inject a bit of fun, a bit of humour, a bit of colour into it, and if that gets a few people interested in politics, all the better.
Well, I'm looking at your manifesto now, and I mean, I have to say I'm really taken with it. I couldn't vote for this. The one that really got me going was pram lanes will be created in all shopping centres. That's just too real. I really think that pram rage is real.
Yeah, it is. We've always had sensible stuff in with the jokes. Votes of 13 was one of ours. All day opening of pubs, that was one of ours. Abolition of the dog licence, passports for pets.
I know, it's true. And it's funny to think that you've actually led the way. And, I mean, just speaking to myself, I mean, I come from an artistic background, and I'm a situationist. I believe you should put the revolution at the disposal of poetry. And it's got to be that way around, you know, so that's where I'm coming from.
Well, give poets freedom of speech, and pretty soon everyone will want it.
Yeah, it's true. I noticed one of your economic pledges is to introduce a 99 pence coin.
Well, that'll save on change, won't it?
It's true. All the 1.99s and actually makes more sense than the £5 coin.
It does, doesn't it?
Which is too big anyway.
Yeah.
You live in the borough, don't you? You actually live in the constituency.
Yeah, I live on a council estate.
Yeah, and you've lived here.
I've lived in the borough for just about 11 years now. What I've really enjoyed doing around here is putting firm roots down. I mean, a council flat, I propose to be here for the indefinite future.
Yeah.
And I'm a member of things like the Essential Archaeology and History Society. It's just nice to be part of a community.
I noticed that you've managed to neatly come up with your own immigration strategy. considering immigration, the Conservatives went on the attack with immigration really quickly, didn't they?
They've really played it badly.
Everybody's saying that actually we don't give a damn, and that's the polite word for it. But number 9 in your manifesto is immigration. Everybody wanting to come and live in the UK will be made welcome so long as they're over the age of 85 and accompanied by both parents. So basically you're shutting the door on, I can't remember how many billions, 15 billion or something, contributions to the immigration makes to our national economy. You're just going to shut the door on that.
This one really is a bit of a send-up. As I say, we've always had serious stuff as well as jokes. This is really getting at the Tories for what they are. In terms of immigration, and I know a bit about this working in a department that deals with East European studies, they're already here. We're not going to get swamped because they've been here for years. What's happening is they're going legit and paying tax.
Absolutely.
If you want some painting and decorating done, if you want a really good job or a bit of building work, hire a pole.
It's true. There are many of them there. One of the things I have to say I've already backed, I'm completely 100% with pram lanes. I think will be delightful, but this one I think is serious. Any student who says the word like when not grammatically called for, as in hey, I'm like going down the like pub, or I was like, don't do that, will be made to go and stay with George Bush for a week in order to discourage them from other stupid Americanisms. I have to say I've already written against that. I took part in a campaign to rid the world of the word freaking.
Oh, fantastic.
And why don't they just say fucking? It's a perfectly good Anglo-Saxon word with strong roots. It's one of the core 400 words of our language, and they replace it with freaking.
And everyone knows what you mean.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. So, I mean, I made it a policy of my own for a couple of months to just tour the internet, finding examples where it's being used, and explain to people that they should be using the word fucking.
Mm. Yeah. Well, that policy, again, ties very neatly into my local manifesto, which has the place the children of asylum seekers will be given the opportunity to contribute to and integrate into society by teaching grammar to English undergraduates.
That's fantastic. How many votes do you think you're going to get? I mean, have you stood before, Andy?
It's my first time out. I did want to challenge Ken Livingstone for Mayor of London last time round, but the deposit was £10,000.
It's a lot.
A joke's a joke, but I don't have that kind of money.
No. And how long have you been in the party?
I first got interested in 1990 after the Bootle by-election, when Screaming Lord Sutch got more votes than David Owen's SDP, and the SDP dissolved itself the next day.
So basically,
and I just thought, brilliant, who is this guy?
No, so you're right. You're right to point out that, because that, I remember that was a piece of history.
Mm.
It was the SDP, wasn't it?
That's
SDP,
right. Yeah, the rump SDP that had merged with the Liberals.
The Liberals that wanted to leave Labour and had not yet become the Liberal Democrats,
and that
brought them down. In fact, it was the nail in their coffin. It could be said. Yeah.
And the Lib Dems were still arguing about what name they were going to call themselves. And there was one election where Lord Sutch stood as a Liberal because he thought there should be one.
So you must have met the man himself, who sadly died in 1999.
Yeah, that was terribly sad. He never really got over the death of his mother.
No.
But, he was a lovely guy. He suffered a lot from depression.
I'm aware of that.
I've noticed from the campaign trials how many wonderful people I'm meeting, really what he got out of that, what that did for him. Because we're the only ones putting smiles on people's faces, and people have been tooting their car horns and waving from the bus, and they're not doing that for any other party.
No, it's true. I haven't seen that. I haven't really seen that sort of reaction. The other thing I'm interested in personally is mental health. I mean, I genuinely am.
Very serious issue.
It's a serious issue. I mean, they say that one in five people that you meet in any urban place in Britain is suffering from a mental health problem or disorder serious enough to warrant clinical treatment. So that's 20% of the population at any given time could use some help in that area. And the Monster Raving Loony Party, you could be forgiven for thinking is mocking that, but that's not the case, is it?
Not at all. We take pains to point out that we're loonies, not nutters. And that said, yeah, I think we recognise this as being an issue more than other parties because of the way we lost our leader, who's now our spiritual leader.
Of course.
And, the Victorians used to say that only dirty people need to wash. We know that everyone needs to have personal hygiene. In the 60s and 70s, people would say that only fat people need to take exercise. We know that that's good for everybody. And I think it's the same with mental health. If there's something wrong with your foot, you go to a foot doctor. If there's something wrong with your back, you go to a back doctor. If there's something wrong with your head, you go to a head doctor.
Yeah, it's actually overcoming the stigma, isn't it? Of just saying, well, this is what's wrong and I need to fix it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy to say on the record I've had treatment for various mental health issues.
Well, I'm happy to say on the record, so have I.
And doesn't make me an utter, and it doesn't mean I'm going to start going around shooting people or strangling people. I don't have voices in my head. I simply had issues I needed to work through with the therapist, which left me a saner and more happy human being.
In fact, sane enough to stand for Parliament on the basis of being an official Monster Red Moon. Absolutely. At one point, you know, I became very politicised about mental health, and I decided that it would be... he's in the middle of an interview. If you can just say he'll be with you in a second. Thanks, mate. Yeah, at one point I decided that I should become more politicised about mental health, and that it would be better if we were like the about homosexual people, of whom I number several among my friends, and that we should have glum pride. And people who suffer from depression should come out about it and be glum and be out and say, yes, I really suffer from that. We're living in a highly stressful environment.
More and more people are being prescribed time at work for stress. People aren't having enough fun. They're not enjoying themselves enough.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So what sort of attitude you get from the other political parties?
They've been absolutely wonderful, actually. By and large, they're delighted we're still doing it. And we're predicted in the next election the lowest ever turnout, even worse than last time, which was then the worst ever, 59%. We normally expect between 75 and 80.
Okay.
And there's an appalling turnout forecast. And if we can make it a bit interesting for people, get our pictures in the paper looking silly, it at least gets people talking about it that might not talk about it otherwise. Basically, we're appealing to the disillusioned, the disenchanted and the disaffected. There are a lot of people out there that they want Blair out, but they don't want Howard, they don't want Kennedy, and they're thinking, well, what else is there?
Greens,
perhaps. Not everybody's cup of tea. But, the Lib Dems have been saying for years they want to go over to a different electoral system and have the alternative vote. We're it.
Andy, thank you very much for taking your time.
A pleasure, thank you.